Craig at the Ancho WMBD. Dave Johnson's kind enough to come in every Monday from Pearl Technology and tell us the world that we don't quite understand, the world of technology and cybersecurity and all the things going on out there. Before we get to what we are going to talk about, where the good guys are taking a playbook from the bad guys and turning it on them, I can't wait to get to that. I saw this story over the weekend. There's a North Korea group that is making billions of dollars hacking into our healthcare systems, or maybe healthcare around the world. What's going on with that?
I mean, they're known for a couple of things. One of them is healthcare. The other one is crypto. They like to get in and do a little crypto work.
Isn't that funny? So you come up with something called cryptocurrency, which I don't know, 15 years ago we never even heard of. I don't know if it was invented. How do you is it invented?
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody invented it, and then there's a bunch of other guys who went, all right.
It's make-believe anyway.
We're gonna steal the make-believe stuff.
Somebody invented make-believe money.
But you steal make-believe things. And it boggles my brain. All right, let's get to this other thing, though. You gave us a note the other day that the good guys are out there, and they're like, hey, let's quit playing around. Let's go after them.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
The UK just came out with this. So they have a thing called NCF, which is the National Cyber Force.
Okay.
In the U.S., we have something similar. It's called U.S. Cyber Command.
Okay.
NCF in the UK was formed in 2020. I kind of like the way their mission statement reads. They operate in and through cyberspace to disrupt, deny, degrade, and contest those who would do harm to the UK and its allies.
I like those words.
I'd like to be the degrader. Is that where you're like, you are the ugliest hacker?
Man, I think you're dumb and not good looking. Yeah, yeah.
So what,
your clothes are terrible.
So what they did, you know, typically cyber stuff's just a bunch of computer geeks.
Yeah.
And they're moving more now towards including human intelligence. So in the UK, that would be the SIS, which is the Secret Intelligence Service. For James Bond fans, it's actually MI6, which stands for Military Intelligence Section 6. So it's half geeks and half psychological operations people. Now, why would you do that? Because we've already talked 100 times, about 90% of the hacks are because of human error, right?
Right.
The other thing that we don't talk enough about is cyber attacks often are just disinformation. Screw with the election, spread false rumors, cause division. And so the cyber folks now are starting to say, we should be doing the same thing.
So disrupt.
Let's disrupt. Let's deny. So,
Well, it's the old CIA model, but we're just using now cyber ops to kind of disrupt the flow around the world.
It is. So how does this work? Well, we can go after slide in disinformation. What do you get out of that? Well, now all of a sudden, maybe they don't trust the information that they're operating on, the bad guys.
Right.
Or maybe they start thinking that some of the people they've been working with are turning against them. And so it just makes them
paranoid.
The fact that the UK announced what they're doing is in itself a psychological
sure
operation.
It is.
Because
sure it is.
Now every hacker in the world's going, wait a minute. Now, is Greg really my friend?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
he did that one thing that one day.
That
I wondered
one thing
about
that one time.
Yeah.
And then they just get offensive with, go on the offense. I don't mean use bad words and say things.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. But they go on the offense just to keep the bad guys busy. So they have to play defense. So the persistent threats that we talk about get launched against us.
Yeah.
We launch against them. It's starting to get fun, to be honest.
Well,
with
it
you.
Sounds and, fun.
It
yeah,
is, yeah.
And if you're a blogger in Eastern Europe trying to upset the U.S. markets as far as holding businesses hostage and currencies and various things, all of a sudden it shows up on Russian websites that you're actually a double agent working for the United States against Russia. Just that disinformation would freak them out, right?
Right. And so, you know, now the UK has come out now and publicly said, yeah, this is what we're going to do. The U.S. hasn't just stepped right up and said that, but... We're every bit as smart as the UK.
That is fun stuff, man. That is fun stuff. We got to go for news. Go keep doing. Go be offensive to somebody.
You know what it
I
is,
will be.
Greg.
There's no doubt that I'll be offensive to somebody today.
Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology.